Hello there. I see you have an iPod. What are you listening to?
I just finished listening to Vera Speaks for Real, and now I'm listening to Big Fatty Online.
What is that?
They are podcasts.
What's a podcast?
Oh dear sweet mother of God.
What?
Look. It's fucking 2009, and you don't know what a podcast is?
Oh. Is that one of those thingies I need an iPod to listen to on this Twitter thing I've been hearing about on TV?
You truly are retarded.
Well, you are fat. It's perfect that you are listening to something called Big Fatty Online.
How dare you call me fat? I am nowhere near as fat as Big Fatty or on TV Ra Charles.
Well, if I wanted to listen to these podcasts, how do I learn about all of this stuff?
Oh, you should contact Tim Curry Mel. He's an expert at all of this online stuff. But watch out. He's not an expert on audio engineering. His show sounds like ass.
Who the hell is Tim Curry Mel?
Look, if you just go over to bigfattyonline.com and click on the fat favorites, you will see something called Tim Call an Ambulance. Just click on that.
It's not just ruined, it's me. Big Fatty! Online!
I am nowhere near as fat as Big Fatty or on TV Ra Charles.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 323 of the BFO for Thursday, the 30th of April 2009. Y'all, Big Fatty has got several things here on his list that he would like to talk about, and we are going to have a little bit of Ask Big Fatty. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Big Fatty is over the hump. He is delighted to be over the hump. I mentioned that, I think, most every Wednesday that Big Fatty loves it when we get over the hump. And since it is Thursday, that means that it is the last day of work this week for the Fat One, because Big Fatty will be taking Friday, the 1st of May, off, because I am going to the Charlotte, sometimes known as Carlot, North Kakalaki, for the Big Horror Weekend. And, y'all, I hope it's going to be a good time, because it needs to be a good time. And so Big Fatty's got to do a few little things before he can get out of here. Got to get the Ford Explosion gassed up. Not that there's not enough gas in it with Big Fatty in there, but going to get the tires checked and all those good little things. And yeah, we had that. Yeah, I don't know why I'm yawning so much all of a sudden. But, you know, that's how Big Fatty do. And, y'all, it's hot. I sound like Archer. I know, but it's hot. And I'm podcasting with pants off and fan on. P-O-F-O. I am Pofo. But, y'all, I think I'm going to I'm going to be a lot better a little bit later on, because y'all, when Big Fatty was at the Publix on Sunday, they had the Publix sherbet on sale, and Big Fatty got him two, not one, but two containers of the rainbow sherbet. And y'all, if you've never had the rainbow sherbet, it is just very refreshing. And it is a combination of the pineapple, the orange, and the lime sherbet. Now, y'all, Big Fatty loves the lime and the orange sherbet, and the pineapple sherbet is a nice little touch. And it's not made with the fresh pineapple, so I don't have to worry about the sore throat. Y'all, I forgot to mention on yesterday's show, Big Fatty has a new computer in the office. Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Mr. Vader ordered Big Fatty a new computer in the coal mine, and it has come in, and it is the IMAX, like Archer has, and it's got the special Hoot Daddy video card in it. And y'all, it runs two monitors now, so Big Fatty has a big, big, fat workspace to work on, which is probably good, you know. So anyway, but y'all, it's taken a little bit of getting used to, and that's always the case. And y'all, there's always new software that you have to get used to also. And I got a little frustrated today, but I think we'll get it all down. So anyway, y'all, a couple of things that people have sent to me. I've had several people send me some information about something called meat cards. And what it is, it's like a business card, but it's made of meat. And you can have all these different things lasered onto it. But y'all, it talks about it, and the meat cards have a Twitty thing and all that kind of stuff. But y'all, there's no way to order them. Big Fatty would have ordered them by now. So anyway, but there was no way to order it. So y'all, if you find some more information about how to order the meat cards, Big Fatty would like to know about that. Trucker Alex has sent me a picture, and it is of something he saw at the Cracker Barrel. Miss Kitty calls that the crock pot. But y'all, it is a picture of something called Dick-a-Doo Cleaner. So, those straighties, they love to dick-a-doo, don't they? Y'all, there is several people have are still sending me the stuff about the Baconaise. Y'all, remember, Big Fatty does not do the mayonnaise, y'all. No mayonnaise. And even though there's the bacon salt and all that kind of stuff, but y'all, no mayonnaise. y'all, Tim from the Terminally Single, he has sent me, he was one of the ones that sent me the mayonnaise story. But y'all, there is something new, and Miss Wes, and who else is out there in the Californias that is near a Chick-fil-A? If you're near a Chick-fil-A, y'all get ready, because there's something new coming. The Chick-fil-A's fried chicken sandwich could get a fiery sidekick. The Atlanta-based fast food chain said Tuesday that it is Poor Big Fatty. Is testing a new spicy chicken sandwich in the California restaurants and considering adding them nationally. Chick-fil-A has already been testing a spicy chicken sandwich in Baltimore. Now, I wonder if Stevie B has had the spicy chicken sandwich, because I think he's in the Baltimore, and the Jacksonville, Florida. Stevie B is not from the Jacksonville, Florida, but it's going to expand to 32 California outlets. And so I would like to get a report from those of you near the Chick-fil-A out there in the Californias, if you've got a spicy Chick-fil-A sandwich, and if is it any good. So, y'all, there's several other things I've got here, but I think I'm gonna hold off on them. Except, y'all, I got a message from the straight boyfriend this afternoon. Y'all, he is catching up, and he is loving the Big Fatty, as we all know he did, and he should. But y'all, this afternoon, he writes to me and says, "Big Fatty, if I ever have another kid, I'm naming him Big Fatty." That poor child. Oh, Lord, can you imagine such a thing? Oh, Lord.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, today's Ask Big Fatty comes from the Left Coast. It is from the Teresa out there in the Seattles, and Teresa writes to say, Brick Party, I've listened to most of your previous podcasts, but I still have questions. I know you previously did a podcast with Larry Vader, that's Vader, V-E-D-E-R, but I wanted to know how you met him, why you decided to podcast, etc. I also want to know why did you decide to, I think I've done this one already, y'all. Teresa, have I already done this one? I think I have. Okay, well let's, if I didn't, I'll do it on the next one. But y'all, that's sounding real familiar. Michael in Stuttgart. Here we go. Michael in Stuttgart asks, oh, I have so many questions for you. First of all, who is your hairdresser? Well, Michael in Stuttgart, Big Fatty goes to the barber here at the coal mine. And so, anyway, that is who my hairdresser is. And in fact, Big Fatty went and got a haircut today. And y'all, they do a very nice job of giving Big Fatty the flat top of the horror cut, if you prefer. But, and then Big Fatty has that special hair gel to just make it stand up and be perfect for a horror event. Oh, Lord, y'all, could that have been more of a train wreck? Teresa, I think I've already answered those questions. It just sounded familiar. And you know, Big Fatty don't remember. So somebody's going to have to let me know, but I think I've already answered those questions. And if not, it's one of those things that is burned an image in my head that I've answered those questions. But if I haven't, I am sure that the Teresa in the Seattles will give Big Fatty a call and send me an e-letter and let me know if I have done that or not. Now, y'all, I have got some special things that I would like to talk about, but for me to do that, I've got to go to that special place.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat Cave. Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Gosh. The Fat Cave. B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty Online. That is correct. And, y'all, I was watching the quiz programs last night, and they had a preview of sizzling new shows on ABC this summer. And some of them, Big Fatty ain't gonna watch, but some of them sounded sort of interesting. The Bachelorette. Now, y'all, the good thing about The Bachelorette is that it's lots of men and one woman. So that might be worth looking for. Then there's something called, and that premieres May the 18th. Coming in July, coming in July is Dating in the Dark. And here's the write-up on that, July the 20th. Each week, three single men and three single women will move into a house together but be sequestered from the opposite sex. Looks will be taken out of the equation as the men and women get to know each other and form bonds in total darkness. So, anyway. This a new cartoon that's coming on starting May 27th called The Good Family. And it is meet Gerald and Helen Good, a couple who live by the motto, WWAGD. What would Al Grover do? Oh, no, I'm sorry, Al Gore do? Gerald is a college administrator and Helen is a community activist, and they are determined to obliterate their carbon footprint on the planet. Then on May the 25th, a new show called Here Come the Newlyweds. The one-hour romantic comedy alternative series returns for a second season with 9 just-married couples competing for a life-changing cash prize. I don't fucking remember that. So the first season, not so memorable. Y'all, in July also, they're going to have that I Survived a Japanese Game Show, which Big Fatty just didn't get into that for some reason. Y'all, also in June, something called The Superstars, and that is going to pair 8 celebrities with 8 professional athletes, male and female, to compete against each other in varying sporting events, and each week a team will be eliminated until one team is crowned the winner. It sounds like Dancing with the Stars, but it's going to be like boot camp. It's going to be like Archer with the Stars. Maybe Archer will be one of the celebrities on there. And then I mentioned earlier that the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with that Regis Philburn is going to be back on starting in August. It starts August the 9th, and it's a special 2-week event. And y'all, the one that we've all been waiting for, and I know that the Super Bee especially loves this one. And y'all, and that is May the 27th. Is the return of the big balls. It is Wipeout. It's coming back. And each week, 24 daring new contestants of all ages, shapes, and sizes go head-to-head through 4 rounds of demanding but hilarious obstacle courses to win the title of Wipeout Champion and the $50,000 grand prize. So that starts at the end of May. And y'all, Big Fatty is excited that the Wipeout is coming back. Now, talking about the quiz programs, I wanted to let you know that coming up on the 10th of May, that is a week from this Sunday, that is when the Big Run will be having its finale, and the Celebrity Apprentice is that night as well. I do not watch the Celebrity Apprentice, but some of you may. The Fattest Loser Couples will be having its finale on the 12th of May. The 13th of May is the America's Top Model. I don't watch either one of those. The Hell's Kitchen ends on the 14th of May. Survivor Token Tens will have its live finale on the 17th of May. And that's a Sunday. They usually do that, you know, 2 hours of a finale and a hour reunion. The Dancing with the Stars is going to end on the 19th of May. That's a Tuesday. And the American Idol will end on May the 20th. And that will be a live show also. And y'all, there's in the latest TV Guide, Simon says that he is going to be leaving the show. He has had it. In fact, Simon, if you're listening, just call up the voice letter number at 206-337-1438 and just blow it out with Big Fatty. Let me know why you're leaving. Oh dear Gussie. And by the way, Simon says that he thinks that Adam and Danny are going to be the final two in the season, and that he thinks that Danny, it's going to be very close, but he thinks Danny has a slight edge, 55 to 45% probability of winning over Adam. However, Big Fatty does not agree with this. So, y'all, all I've got to say is I hope that is not correct. And, y'all, we want to say, y'all be prepared, because coming up on Friday, Archer is going to start that fake birthday month to try to double dip. And, y'all, he loves to throw his weight around.
I am nowhere near as fat as Big Fatty or on TV Red Charles.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good,
gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.